Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abusalbi. Samer, we're back. How we doing?
We are back. We're doing real well. I mean, it's crazy. I got married in the break, so that was fun. You were there, unfortunately. But other than that, it was like a really nice, it was a really nice wedding.
Tell you what I don't appreciate, okay? Your parents cutting me off after 27 minutes of a toast, okay? I thought that was really impolite. I had another 13 minutes. You said you come up here and you get 40 minutes, okay? That was our agreement.
I don't remember that, but you know what? It was pretty, it's pretty hectic there in the last days. So here's my formal apology. It was a beautiful 27 minutes. I mean, 26 of those were a lot of political ramblings, but you know, you
started off
strong.
There was a lot of racial stuff, and I didn't think I'd go there, but once I got going, I just kind of leaned into it. But
yeah, yeah, of course.
One guy really was into it. I don't know who that was. Never got his name.
There's always that one.
He really appreciated it. He gave me a couple fist bumps while I was going.
But of course, we kid. We are back though after our summer break. Thank you for tuning back in. And we figured, what better way to kick off, you know, the remainder of our season this year with another round of new music. So that's what we'll be talking about today.
Yes, new music mix. Of course, I mean, the new music just keeps coming and we love doing these mixes. And I think most of our listeners really love the new music mixes. So let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. This first one, I really enjoyed this one a lot. And it is We Didn't Start the Fire by Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, of course, the original We Didn't Start the Fire was Billy Joel, which came out in the, I want to say, early 90s. I think it was on the Stormfront album. And in that one, he takes us from the 1950s up to present day and just kind of listing off all the significant people and events and everything. And it's kind of a timeless song. Like, I've played that for my kids and they think it's kind of amazing that he's running out these, stringing all these things together. And it becomes a little bit of a history lesson too. That sitcom The Goldbergs did a really funny episode just focused on that song and kind of learning things about history from it and just kind of being amazed because they're like, it's not singing and it's not rapping either. Like, I don't know what he's doing. But Fall Out Boy updated it, which I was kind of, I've said to a number of people over the years, like, this would be a great song to update. So I was so excited when they put out this single. And takes us from kind of the mid-90s, like really where Billy Joel left off, because they mention things like the Oklahoma City bombing and Y2K, and then take us all the way through present day, you know, talking about, they even worked in, I thought this was most impressive, Cambridge Analytica, which I was like, wow, as far as getting that one to flow a little bit, that's impressive. So yeah, I thought it was really cool and really worth a listen and kind of picking up on all the things that are included, just like in the Billy Joel original.
It's honest. It's unreal that you mentioned Cambridge Analytica. That was going to be the one line that I mentioned as well, because I was like, oh my gosh, right. I forgot about that. You know,
that's a good point too. I forgot about them, but then I was like, well, how do you get that into a song? Look at you guys.
I know there's like a lot of, it's like a little, it's a history lesson. It's also a lesson in trauma, having lived through all of these things. It's really different. It's really different to hear the song having lived through most of them versus, like, you know, listening to the Billy Joel song. You know, I was like 4 years old. So a lot of that stuff is just like, oh yeah, that thing happened. Sure. You know, like, okay, mom and dad. Yeah. That sounds really stressful, whatever. But you know, when you go through all of this stuff, it can definitely be a little triggering. So that's like a little warning for you. You know, if you've been alive for longer than like 10 years and you're going to listen to this song, just be warned. But no, I thought it was really, Yeah, I thought it was really clever in that regard, though, to kind of take this as a cover, but not really do like a full cover, but like a thematic cover. I thought that was very, very interesting.
Yeah, definitely different from, you know, your standard cover song for sure. But yeah, and you're exactly right, going back to your point about living through history, because I mean, I know when I heard the Billy Joel song originally, I think I was probably in like, I don't know, junior high or maybe even early high school. And there was a ton of stuff that I would just go and look up because I was like, I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. So now it's like I picked up on all the references. So anyway, all right, there's track one. Your first pick, you go with Resolution Revolution by the Linda Lindas.
Yeah, the Linda Lindas. I always shout out one of our guests, early guests on the show, Tyler Jenke. But he has great taste in music, and I'm always introduced to new things by him through his Instagram account. But Linda Lindas was one of the bands that I started to listen to thanks to him. And they had this new single, and I really like it. And I actually think it's really appropriate to follow up to the first song on our mix, because this is really about how small changes can make big changes over time. And, you know, it's not a resolution, it's like a revolution. So it's like, you know, we're so small, but we stand tall. We right the wrongs and sing along. So I really like that, that even though everything can feel really kind of like awful at times and you can feel small, you can still stand tall. So I really like that. But musically, too, it's a really fun kind of great punk rock feel. It's got great energy. And they are really good at kind of bringing that to every song that they do. So if you haven't heard of them, hopefully you enjoy them as much as I've been enjoying them.
Yeah, I thought this was great. And yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it reminded me of, you know, to plug another show, your show Super Awesome You, and talking about how small changes can turn into big changes, right? So you just kicked off some new episodes there. So everyone should go follow at Super Awesome You and listen to the show to learn more about that. But I love this song. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. The sound of it, I think, struck me more so than the lyrics, because I loved how they did the like kind of in between the lines, you know, a little bit.
Right.
And the guitar gave me a little bit of a feel of like that, if you're familiar with Dick Dale and that old kind of surfer sort of guitar sound. I don't know. It kind of reminded me of that for some reason. So it gave me this really throwback feel that had this punk edge. And so that's the thing. I don't know, when listening to this, I just wanted that guitar to just keep going. I just loved all of that as it was listening, but also just a really good song, really good message.
That's awesome. All right. Track number three, your next pick is Chipping Mill by the Turnpike Troubadours.
Yeah, a little bit of new country music, but this is new country that sounds like old country, because anyone who listens to me or Jen Tully on What Are You Listening To, we talk all the time about how we much prefer the new country that sounds like old country. So
yes,
you get a little fiddle here, you get a little steel guitar. And so just sonically, I love it. But yeah, just the lyrics here are funny, just in the sense that it's like, this character has nothing going right in his life, but he always saves the best for you, right? There's this person, you know, in his life that he always kind of comes back to and is like, hey, I haven't screwed this up, right? Well, I screwed this up, and yes, I screwed this up, but always the best for you, you know? And it's just kind of this funny unity that happens. And I think we can all kind of relate to that a little bit, is that when things are going wrong, hopefully you have that person or that thing in your life that you could turn to and still give the best to and still see the best in yourself for as well.
I really like that. Yeah, that's a great message. I was more focused on some of the lines that made me laugh, like drank my way through a hurricane. I really liked that, because I do feel like there's a lot of people out there who are like, you know, throw like hurricane parties. I don't recommend doing that. You know, if like you're told to evacuate, you should probably evacuate. But I definitely understand the culture of like, oh, we'll be fine. You know, like we'll just drink our way through it. We'll throw a party. So that line made me laugh. It could be a metaphorical hurricane too. You know, sometimes that's the way to deal with it. But yeah, really like the song, and I agree with you. It's definitely new country that sounds like old country, and I enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah, my brothers lived in New Orleans for over 20 years. And every time there's a hurricane, you know, my mom would be like, call your brother. Is he okay? And then he's like, yeah, we're fine. Like, nothing's going to happen. And if you watch the news, it's like, this is the big one. They're going to wipe it out. And he's like, no, we're not leaving. And so,
right.
I think there is a little bit of that. All right. Track four, your pick. On the Radar Freestyle by Drake and Central C.
Yes, or CC, as he's called out in the very first couple of lines there by Drake, because Central C is too much words to say, just like Toronto is too long to say, and so you got to say the six. Drake is
or
just
isn't
always
it
looking
T-dot?
For ways.
Don't they get T-dot, I think, a little bit, too?
Oh, maybe, yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's always looking for ways to optimize his speech. You know, I like that.
Look, that's the reason computers can't catch up to us, okay? We have Drake right. Making things even better, all right?
But yeah, so it's been a while since I've featured like new Drake music. I really like the song. I feel like it's like classic Drake rap. It's really good, kind of a you know, good addition to his like discography. I think what made me laugh too, sometimes like the lyrics do kind of make me laugh, because he compares himself seemingly to Jesus and Julius Caesar. and I just want to be like, well, that's bold. You know?
Listen, first of all, I made the same note. I'll give you Julius Caesar. Okay. Maybe. Sure. Right. Jesus. Like, first of all, that's big. Yeah. Like, that's who we're looping that's, in the yeah. same group. Like, even Caesar's right. like, yeah, come on. I mean, I was great, but. I have a salad. Like, he's got religious movements, you know?
Right. Yeah, this is definitely one of those games of, like, one of these is not like the other, but you could play it with two of the three guys. Yes, that line made me kind of, like, head tilt. But no, it was, you know, it's like, it's a classic Drake song, and Central C raps on it. I was not familiar with him, but he is, he's really good on this. I just enjoyed the song start to finish. It's just like one of those ones that you can play. I also really like the line where he said, the numbers are good with me as long as it's comma, then 0000000, which is 7 zeros, which is like 10 million or more. So it's pretty good.
Again, that was one of the ones I called out too, because that just made me laugh how he just kept reading off the zeros. I was like, that's greatness. I also yeah. loved, because this happens all the time, he said it gyros to make one laugh or one yes. line, and then he went euros to rhyme with heroes, and I was like, this is greatness. Like he yeah. called out the I'm gonna mispronounce this word the way everybody pronounces it, right? Much to the chagrin yep. of Greek people, right? And then yes. and then he pronounces it correctly and just switches up his rhyme scheme. And I was like, that is gold right there.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's where I think he shines. He's just really good at things like that. All right. Well, let's go to track 5, your next pick, and it is Shy Boy by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay, so the way I pick out music, I think I've talked about this before, I kind of just scroll through who just came out with an album, who's coming out with an album. Let me just pick that album. I'll just start listening to it beginning to end, right? And I don't think her full album was out yet. And so this was just a single by Carly Rae Jepsen. And I said, I'm going to listen to this, but I know I'm going to hate it. That was honestly, I click play and that was the thought in my mind. And I'm listening to it and I was like, I don't hate this. Then the more I listened to it, the more I was like, I think I kind of like this. And then I listened to it again and I was like, I still like it. This is a fun song. So I love that. It's a great like dance song. And she's talking about this person who, I mean, there's one line in there, something like, you know, if you show up, my friends are going to tease you because they all said you wouldn't, you know, because it's like this person clearly doesn't want to go out and I can appreciate that.
Okay. You're right.
But does come around and she's like, I'll put your name on the list and whatever. So it's kind of a funny little story like within the song, but I just think overall it's a great little fun dance song. And again, I had to put it on here because I was like, it really won me over.
Yeah, I really liked it as I was listening to it. It has like an 80s feel to it almost. And I also like the name that popped in my head was like Kylie Minogue. Like I kind of felt yeah. like it could be like kind of something that she would put out, because yeah, it is like kind of dancey. It's got just a really good sound and the story is cute. I think it's, she said something about how it was like her just kind of flirting with someone and being like, okay, because now I flirted with you and things are good, I'm gonna put you on the list to like get into an event or something, or one of her concerts. Or so yeah, you're right, like it's just, it's fun, it's a good song overall, but it's yeah, it's really good to jam out to. It had a really good beat.
All right, track 6, we've got The Archer by Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, so I had featured Greta Van Fleet a little bit earlier because, you know, they had a new album coming out, and then now the album is out. And so this is one of the other songs on the album that I really enjoyed. The other thing I wanted to note here is that this could be a future Who Did It Better, because it's Archer, and Taylor Swift, of course, also has a track called Archer, which I think thematically are very similar. They're both kind of talking about, like, you know, an archer shooting an arrow and then love and all that kind of stuff, like a lot of Cupid bylines there. So I think that would be a perfect kind of pairing there to kind of see who did it better.
Yeah, same title, different songs. Although I'll tell you, when I saw this on the list, I immediately thought Greta Van Fleet got tired of sounding like Led Zeppelin and just decided to sound like Taylor Swift, like just rip off Taylor Swift. That was my immediate thought. I was like, oh, this is great. What a turn this would be for this band.
That's awesome. This is one of my favorite tracks off the album. Now it's just like beautiful track, start to finish. I love the guitar play. I think his voice is really good on this one too. Just like great solid kind of rock album. That's a throwback album.
It is. Yeah, that's what I always think about when I listen to them. I know people make the comparisons to Led Zeppelin or whatever, but really, I think they just have a classic rock sound. And that's kind of what I appreciate about them. And I've probably said that before, but that's why it's like I listen to this and I think of all those bands that, you know, are still probably on the classic rock station. And, you know, that's good music and this is good music. And so it sounds alike.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. I don't know why people criticize them for that, because I'm like, yeah, but it still works, right? You still want to listen to it. Like, why are you still listening to the classic rock station? Because it still sounds good, right?
I agree. Yeah, like some sounds are just kind of perennial that way. All right, track 7. I was really happy that you picked this individual, because I was going to pick something off of his new album too. But this is Never Fall Apart by Andrew Bird.
Yeah, my first note on this was, I stole this guy from you. Okay, like I had never heard of him, and then you brought him on a couple mixes. And so when I saw he had a new album out, I was like, I'm going to go listen to this. And I was like, oh, okay, I really like this. I mean, this is, it's just a real, he's got a real simple melody, simple sounding, like his voice is just kind of perfect for the melody and the tempo and all of that. And I think it's a really kind of sweet song about, you know, being together and finding strength in someone else so that you don't fall apart, you know, again. And I do like that too, is that it adds a little bit of that, just that one word again, adds a little bit of depth to the story the song is saying, because they've clearly gone through something, right? And now this partnership is making sure that doesn't happen again. And so I thought that was really well done from a writing standpoint, because it's such a small change, just adding that one word. Like, because if you could say, don't fall apart, and that's one thing. But when you say don't fall apart again, now I'm like, okay, there's a backstory here. And that makes it a little bit more interesting.
So one thing that I read on the background, I don't know if this is just their interpretation or the actual part, so that's my caveat here, but this person said that he's singing actually to like the United States as a whole. And so he's saying like never fall apart again, I think alluding to like the election mess that happened in 2020 that we're still kind of like living in the fallout of. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's kind of like potentially what he's singing about. And the reason I think this person thinks that is there's that line where it's walk softly with empty hand, which is like a reference to the Teddy Roosevelt quote of like walk softly with a big stick. So this is like the opposite of that. So maybe he's trying to sing to the United States of like, hey, you kind of fell apart there, but don't fall apart again. Although historically the United States had fallen apart like quite literally in the Civil War. So I guess we do have a history of doing that.
That's true.
I like your interpretation of this being like a relationship actually. I like that more, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, so. I do. I don't mind the U.S. thing. Like, you know, I think that does kind of fit as well, you know, and just kind of. But I would think a song like that, one, needs to be done by a country artist. And two, I didn't feel the emotion. I felt like the way he sang it here was less addressed to the masses and it was more done to an individual. I don't know. But
yeah, like something personal.
Yeah, I thought it was a little more personal. Yeah.
Okay, track 8, you've got You and I by Anne Marie featuring Khalid.
So yeah, I just really enjoyed this track, honestly, because it's, you know, similar to one of the ones earlier on this mix. It's talking about like finding someone that just kind of makes everything better once you find someone. And I really love the line that she sings early on, like, put your PJs on, switch off your phone, and we'll watch 10 movies in a row. The dark days are better when we're together. I hope you know you're not alone. So I think those are just really sweet lyrics. And I also can definitely relate to the feeling of like, sometimes you just literally want to do that, like just put on pajamas and watch 10 movies or 15 hours of a TV show together, and just kind of veg out. And like, everything seems a little bit better that way because you're doing it with someone you love. So I think that's really great. And I think his voice is also such a great compliment to hers on the track. And so I really enjoyed it. I'm eager to listen to the rest of the album for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I like this one. And I thought it fit well just right after the Andrew Bird track, because again, it's about this couple finding strength in each other. This focuses a little more, like I said before, that word again kind of indicates that there's a backstory. This sort of filled in the backstory almost. Like, this almost felt like the low point, or the part where you're maybe going through it and you do just want to be with that person and watch a bunch of movies and kind of zone out for a little bit. So yeah, I thought it was great. And, you know, like we often do on this, just happens to fit really well with the track before it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting good at making a mix many states away from each other.
That's right.
All right. Track number 9 is just a great one. This is maybe one of my favorite ones you put on this mix. It's Rigor Mortis Radio by The Hives.
Yeah. So this is a great, I mean, just a cool punk rock song. I mean, if you just like just that kind of hard edge, you're going to get that here. I mean, similar to what you get, I think, from the Linda's track that you put on this mix, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just great, you know, the drums, the guitars, all of it. I could just listen to this beat same way I could on track 2, just over and over. But yeah, then the lyrics, I mean, he almost sounds like a rapper with kind of the way he's bragging, right? Like,
yeah,
do that. And then you get to the chorus referring to Rigor Mortis Radio. Now, I did a little research. The only thing I can find on Rigor Mortis Radio, and I couldn't find confirmation that that's what they're referring to, but it's an old radio program on the BBC that I guess is kind of a cult classic for being like kind of a dark comedy. But yeah, that's the only reference I could find. But you know, lyrics aside, it's just a fun song and one that I think I could listen to over and over again. It just sounds great.
I thought it was just maybe alluding to like death. Like, it's just like a way of talking about someone, you know, dying. I'm not sure, but just because like rigor mortis.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I did really love the song. I cranked it. This is definitely one of those like listen to loud songs, which is really fun. And I just love how several of the verses end like first with, yeah, I got your offer, decline, decline. And then later he sings, yeah, I got your emails, delete, delete. I just love the way that they deliver those lines. And I just, you know, I think we can all relate sometimes where people are just pestering you with stuff and you're just like, leave me alone. I don't care.
All right, track 10, we've got Hello by Group Love featuring Kenny Hoopla.
Yeah, I loved Group Love like 10 or 15 years ago, and then I kind of forgot about them. And so whenever they showed up on like a new music release, I was like, oh, let me check out what they're doing. And I really like this one a lot. This one feels, you know, really relevant because I take my dog out to walk, and I can't tell you the number of people that like are walking their dogs, but not actually like paying attention to anything. Their heads are just down in their phone and their dogs are just doing who knows what. And so I feel like this song, the way I read it was like, you're just trying to connect with someone out in the world and like no one is looking at you and no one is saying hello. And everyone is just like, you feel so alone even though you're surrounded by people. And so I think like the lyrics to me is like what they're singing about, you know, you're constantly numb, nobody sees you through. So you run, it's not enough for you. And then, hey, hello, I need to see a smile. Help, I'm alone. Can I buy some time? And nobody's talking. Yeah, that's like the picture that painted in my mind is like you just walk outside anywhere, really. And, you know, even if you're in like a driving city, just look over at a stoplight. Everyone is just like pulling their phone out and like spending that time on their phone. And so anyway, I really enjoyed the song and then just musically enjoyed it, too.
Well, and that fits. They ask the question, when will you ever find yourself? And, you know, one of the responses is only in the morning when I have my cup of coffee. And so just thinking about that kind of connection to your phone thing. Maybe that's the moment they put the phone down, right? And they're holding the
right,
kind of
right.
hard to read your phone while you're drinking a cup of coffee, like that. It was
yes.
kind of mutually exclusive. So, maybe they're indicating that too. I kind of love that. I hadn't thought about the phone thing there and like made that connection because I live in a city where nobody walks around.
Right.
Primarily by city design, you know, Dallas, Texas, but sure. it's also like 108 every day right now. So no one wants to be outdoors. So it's a twofer. It's a twofer. Anyway. Now that you're saying that, I'm like, gosh, you're absolutely right. Cause when I was in New York, for your wedding, like just walking around, I was just kind of walking around, looking around at everything. And people's faces are just buried in their phones. It's really kind of interesting
how yeah,
there's not more accidents as a result of that. But this is a great song.
I almost got it.
But that being said, the song itself, I really enjoyed it lyrically.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Your last pick here, and it is Morning, that's spelled with a U, by Post Malone.
Yeah, I think we really finished strong in this mix, by the way, right? With this track and then your upcoming track 12. This is, I think, got such a cool vibe to it. And I like that you pointed out that it's Morning spelled with a U because, you know, one of the lines in there, the sun is killing my buzz. That's why they call it Morning. And I was like, oh, man, that is well done. That's well done.
It's really good. Yeah. If he came up with that, kudos to him.
Yes. Yes. I looked. There's a couple of co-writers along with Post Malone. But yeah,
okay.
I mean, kudos to them for coming up with that line. That was just brilliant. But this is just kind of a classic Post Malone sound. And that's got a really cool beat and just the way he kind of raps and sings over it. You know, he's got his very unique style, but this is just about having a good time, right? And kind of the morning after, where you think about the money you spent and, you know, the headache you probably have and all the other stuff. So, I don't know. I just love this song. And he's got a new album out. And it's really strong.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to listen to it. I haven't had a chance to. But this is a great track. I love the line. Turns out everyone's free when the dinner is. I also thought that so good, because I think he's kind of writing about like people who just show up in your life when you're like successful and just want suddenly to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. And so I think that line really basically they're fake friends, right? And so that line I think really highlights that. Turns out everyone's free when the dinner is, like people can come and join you for anything when you're paying.
Speaking of which, I was watching that Quarterback show on Netflix. And in one of the episodes, Patrick Mahomes comes home like just with his wife and daughter, like after a game. And there's already like 50 people at his house. There's like all this, like this party is just going on. And his wife is supposed to go into labor like the next day because they're having another kid.
Oh my gosh.
And again, the second they walk in the house, there's just all these people there ready to greet him and just kind of hang out. And I'm like, yeah, of course. Everybody's free when
you know.
Of
course there is.
Yeah, dinner's free. That's awesome. All right. Last track. And this one was just amazing. It is Odyssey by Beck and Phoenix.
Yeah. I honestly never imagined that like these two voices, like this band and Beck could like go so well together, but it works so, so well together. It's like a classic Phoenix song, but it's got Beck's vocals on it. And, you know, Thomas Mars, of course, the lead singer for Phoenix. I think it's just brilliant. I really love the line, don't have time to go back to zero and wait for yesterday. There's something about that I just really love because it breaks your brain a little bit to think about. Like, you're going to wait for yesterday. Like, that's never going to arrive, right? And so I think that that's something also we tend to do a lot. It's like, we live too much in the past and, like, we want to correct something we did wrong or do something different. And so you sit around effectively kind of waiting for yesterday to like redo that choice. And of course, that's never going to pan out until we can figure out this whole time travel thing. But anyway, just really enjoyed it. And I was happy to see this collab come together.
It started out and I had to kind of do a double take to look at like my phone when it started because it sounded straight out of like the 80s, right? And then like that Beck was a part of this. And I'm really sitting there thinking to myself, am I just not familiar enough with Beck's catalog that maybe he's done something like this before? But I'm like, I don't think he has. And it was so just unexpected. But he seems to be enjoying himself. Like, you can kind of hear that in his voice. And Phoenix is great. And just, I don't know, I was just kind of blown away by this one as, like, you know, the finishing song on this mix. Cause I was like, this is so good and just so listenable. Which sometimes you can't, I don't know. So it's hard to find a song that you can just listen to over and over again. And this one just immediately kind of fell into that category.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I feel that way about a lot of Phoenix's catalog. Like, there are albums that are just super easy to just kind of hit play on and go do stuff and let it just kind of run in the background. You can pay attention. You don't have to. Like, it works in both directions. I think they're really good at that genre of music.
Well, there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. This time, new music from this month, August 2023. Follow us, everything, at Super Awesome Mix on Instagram. And Samer and I will get to work on more mixes. And so for Samer, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.